USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Chicago are now calling actor Jesse Smollett a suspect in connection with his claims that he was attacked 3 weeks ago. WBBM reporter Bob Roberts.
Police have grown increasingly skeptical about the Empire Star's accusation that two men taunted him with homophobic slurs, put a noose around his neck, beat him, and doused him with bleach. Now the Chicago Police Department is tweeting that detectives have gone before a grand jury with the intent of seeking a felony charge of filing a false report, which could send him to prison for up to 3 years if convicted.
The two men who were arrested in the case told investigators they were paid by Smollett to stage the assault. President Trump was asked if he had any problems should Special Counsel Robert Mueller issue his report on the Russia probe next week while he's out of town meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un.
I guess from what I understand, that will be totally up to the Attorney General.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
A Coast Guard lieutenant who's a self-proclaimed white nationalist was arrested after federal investigators uncovered a huge cache of weapons at his home. Prosecutors say Christopher Paul Hassan had compiled a list of Democratic lawmakers, activists, journalists, and media commentators. And he also wrote a draft email in which he described an idea for biological attacks, as well as an attack on the food supply. At the time of his arrest, federal agents rounded up more than a dozen firearms and dozens of rounds of ammunition at his home. Russian President Vladimir Putin has made some ominous threats against the United States during Putin's annual speech to Russian lawmakers. He warns that Russia will aim new hypersonic missiles at Washington, D.C., should the U.S. deploy new intermediate-range missiles in Europe. Putin claims Russia's new Zircon missiles fly at 9 times the speed of sound. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. The new year is finally upon us, and to make 2019 a better year, it all starts with a good night's rest. And right now, MyPillow's best offer ever has been extended. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the end of the year special for the lowest price MyPillow has ever offered for their 4-pack, including free shipping. And their 60-day money-back guarantee has been extended through March 1st. Best price ever, free shipping, extended money-back guarantee. That's MyPillow.com. Click on the end of the year special to get 2 premium MyPillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows for their lowest price ever. And be sure to use my promo code USA.
A Trump administration official has landed a job at CNN. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Sarah Isger Flores, who served as the Justice Department's leading spokeswoman under Attorney General Jeff Sessions, is joining CNN. She'll become a political editor next month and will coordinate political coverage for the 2020 campaign across all of the network's TV and digital platforms. Sources say it's a brand new position, and she won't be replacing anyone. At CNN, Isger Flores will reportedly not play a role in covering the DOJ, but will occasionally appear on the air analyzing politics. Over the past 2 years, she also served as senior counsel at the Justice Department and had previously served as deputy campaign manager for Carly Fiorina during her failed Republican presidential bid. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A 24-year-old woman who left Alabama in 2014 to join the Islamic State group in Syria now wants to return to the U.S. with her 18-month-old son. President Trump tweeted he told Secretary of State Mike Pompeo not to allow Hoda Muthana into the United States. Pompeo said she is not a citizen, reportedly because her father was a Yemeni diplomat when she was born in New Jersey. Muthana is now in a refugee camp in Syria. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.